Jailhouse conversions are a staple of prison life. President Bush wants to make them part of public policy. When he was governor of Texas, George Bush endorsed the first God Pod, a wing of a state prison run by a Christian ministry. Kansas and Iowa have followed. Early indications suggest this approach reduces the recidivism rate. So President Bush has asked Congress for money to institute the program in 5 federal prisons. NPR's Barbara Bradley traveled to Iowa to learn how one works.
There is something a little different about the correctional facility in Newton, Iowa. What with the security doors and the razor wire fences, you don't notice it at first. Warden Terry Mapes takes us past the A unit, solitary, past B, C, and D, past the yard where serious criminals, murderers, rapists, drug dealers lounge and lift weights. Then we arrive at E unit, the God Pod.
The doors are wooden. One of the differences, you notice the doors are unlocked as you come in. Cell doors are unlocked. They can come and go by their schedule.
The men can stay up longer. They see more visitors. But they also have a more disciplined regimen. No TV except for the news. Up for prayer and worship at 6 a.m., Bible study several hours a day, as well as vocational training, workshops, mentoring programs, all by Christians. It is, in fact, a virtual drenching in evangelical Christianity. The 200 or so men begin to fill the assembly room for prayer, a surreal scene to inmate Mike Sweat.
If I was on the street, I'd have never thought anything like this was possible. Definitely not possible. Someone would have said that this was possible, that you could have a Christian program in an environment like this, I'd have laughed, definitely.
Sweat says the prison has been for him a blessing.
Me and the wife got 25 for manufacturing meth. So, but I think of it as we got rescued, not arrested.
Let's try a couple songs here.
We're all going to look at
Praise the Name of Jesus. You know that one? All right. So I got to walk around a little bit, all right? Here we go.
Praise the Name of Jesus. Praise the Name of Jesus. He's my rock. He's my
The God Pod, officially the Interchange Freedom Initiative, or IFI, is much like secular programs that offer prisoners vocational training, drug treatment, and counseling. But in one way, it is completely different.
The philosophy of Interchange is transformation, which means the only true lasting change that is worth anything is change that comes from the inside out, change from the heart.
Sam Dye is the Interchange Program Director in Iowa.
You can coerce a person from the outside to do what you want them to do. But once that external pressure is gone, typically people will go back to act the way they did before. So if you really want to change a person, you got to get a hold of their heart.
Most of us here are really scared. Most of us here are really frightened. And the tough guy is just a veneer. It's a covering.
That's Jermaine Johnson, 28 years old, a former gang member who's serving a 25-year sentence for kidnapping a woman and trying to sexually assault her. Johnson's story of redemption is one heard again and again on the God Pod. He says it happens to the toughest of inmates, the ones who arrive on the pod with an arrogant strut.
And later on you notice, first of all, the shoulders are a little more relaxed. And the chest isn't poked out anymore, you know, and sometimes you even catch them with a head bowed down, which is something that you never do. Always got to keep your chin up and look tough, look the part, look the role. And you can tell that they're breaking, that they're becoming moldable, that they're becoming a little more human.
And more suited for life outside prison. To that end, Interchange staff and a small army of Christian volunteers provide 18 months of intensive religious and values training in prison, then a support system and mentoring for at least 6 months after the inmates are released. Of course, some percentage of the inmates are faking their religious convictions so they can come to Newton, where their families are closer and the wait yard is the best in the state. It's still not clear whether the God Pod inmates will do better in the outside world. The early signs are encouraging. In Texas, about 40% of parolees return to prison after 3 years. In the same amount of time, less than 5% of the Interchange graduates were rearrested. Warden Terry Mapes says any program that reduces violence inside the prison and the failure rate after prison is worth a try, especially when it costs $28,000 a year to keep a man incarcerated.
In 10 years' time,
it's enough money to practically build a prison. I mean, it becomes phenomenal after 10 years how much money you've saved. And we're talking 200 guys, not one. This is B unit. B unit is divided into two wings. The left wing is our federal inmates, federal detainees. And the right wing is for our guys that are getting out of segregation.
On this unit, the inmates are not part of the program. And not surprisingly, some of them take a dim view of their evangelical brethren.
I think the IFI program is like a brainwash tactic.
Winston Halstead said he's bothered when other inmates try to convert him, and he was really bothered 2 years ago when he was transferred to another prison away from his family to make room for believers.
They told me they were transferring me because of the IFI program. They needed bunk space. Now, according to DOC policy, they're not supposed to transfer because race, color, creed, or religion. Okay, they transferred me because of religion.
Halstead sued, then settled when he was transferred back to Newton. But his court-appointed lawyer, Bruce Nestor, says there could be some real constitutional problems with the IFI program.
The concerns would be that the state is actually promoting and advancing Christianity. If you look at the programming, it is very sectarian, very evangelical programming.
And then there's a problem of favoritism. It's widely believed that the inmates on the God Pod get more favorable treatment, especially before the state parole board. Warden Terry Mapes says there's no evidence of that.
You get the same amount of recreation, you get the same food, you have the same chance for a release, you have the same opportunity for education or substance abuse program or batterer's education. And if you don't like the program here, you can ask to go to another institution.
In fact, civil liberties groups have refrained from suing the IFI program because IFI gives services to inmates that no one else is providing on both sides of the prison walls.
What we see here now is Papa John's flower room. And what it is 2,000 pounds of flour in each one of these bags.
The cavernous room at Papa John's Pizza Plant is a proving ground for Mario Hazlett, who just graduated from the program 3 months ago, and for the prison ministry itself. IFI helped Hazlett find a job, an apartment, a church, and a mentor. Hazlett says in the past he just went back to his old friends and habits, but this time he's got some help from his Christian friends.
See, now I have someone that I can call, even in the middle of the night. Even when I start feeling bad, oh man, I can't meet my bills now. Maybe I better go get an 8-ball and sell half of that and then I'll make my money back and then I can pay my rent.
He says his street friends and his family don't have the answers.
Who you gonna call? You call your brother, he's using drugs. You call your sister, she's using drugs. Mom's upset with you. Dad's gone. Whereas with IFI, I was given a family.
At least for now. It will be up to Hazlett and his fellow God Pod graduates to prove that the changes in their lives are more than skin deep. Barbara Bradley, NPR News, Newton, Iowa.
Yeah. Will you call my name?